Okay, we're going to do it. Parshas Toldos, Tav Shin Pei Aleph. We're going to discuss some very fundamental yesodos with regard to tefillah as they appear in the Parsha. And I think you'll get a lot of mileage out of it. If we all focus together, I think we'll get a lot of mileage out of it. With regard to Yitzchak and Rivka, the Parsha starts off, Eilo toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram holidus Yitzchak, Vahi Yitzchak ben Arbaim Shana. Yitzchak is 40 years old, Bekachtoes Rivka, in his taking of Rivka bas Besuel ha'arami, Rivka, the daughter of Besuel ha'arami, Besuel the Aramean, mi Padan Aram, from Padan Aram, from the land of Aram, Achos Lavan Arami, the sister, the brother, the sister of, I'm sorry, of Lavan Arami, Loli Shai. He marries Rivka, who is the daughter of Besuel, who is the sister of Lavan, both of them from Aram. So this is a difficult point. We already know from last week's Parsha, the Chumash is not assuming that we forgot that the brother of Rivka is Lavan the Aramean and her father is Besuel the Aramean. We haven't forgotten that. Why mention it? So the Medrash addresses this. The Medrash says, you can see here, Vayitzcha ben Avraim Shana, right? The Medrash says, Im Lamech Ahim Aram Naraim Elok Kvar Namar. We already know that she came from Aram Naraim. We already know that her father was Besuel. We already know that her brother was a Lavan. Avi Aramai. Arami is Lashon Ramai, right? The Arameans, it seems, were really used car salesmen, as it were. Arami, Lashon Ramai. Reish Mem Aleph Yud, right? Or Aram, what do you call it? Arami, right? Aleph Reish Mem Yud. Her father was an Aramean. Her father was a Ramai. Her brother was a Ramai. She came from a land of Ramayim. And yet, nonetheless, right? And this incredible tzedekes, she yotzik mi b'neim, she came from amongst them, and yet she maintained her tzidkes. Lama hidome, what is she compared to? L'shoshana ben achochim. L'shoshana ben achochim. To a shoshana, to a rose amongst the, what he called, amongst the thorns. So the Torah is going out of its way to point out the tzidkus of Rivka, and the unique tzidkus is that she is kishoshana ben achochim, she is like a rose amongst the thorns. This is going to be important for us in just a moment. The Chumash then continues, Vayatar Yitzchak LaHashem. The terminology Vayatar is very important. It's an unusual terminology. It means that Yitzchak was mispalel. But the question is, and the Targum says, Vatsali, he davened. But why use the terminology Vayatar? Vayatar Yitzchak LaHashem Lenochach Ishto, facing his wife, opposite his wife. Ki Akara he, for she was an Akara. Vayatar Lo Hashem, and Hashem responded. He received his tefillah. Vatar Rivka Ishto, and Rivka conceived. So let's take a look. Let's see what Rashi says, and we'll see some other sources, and I think we'll have some very interesting ideas will come through from these different Maramekomos. Says Rashi, Vayatar. Vayatar. Says Rashi, here ba vehiftzir betfila. So Rashi says the lashon yatar is the lashon of a large amount of davening. He brings rayas, it's really cool. We don't have all the Rashi here. It brings rayas from Yecheskel that this shoresh ayin tough resh means ribui a lot. Lunochach ishto, facing his wife, ze omid bizavizu. They stand in opposite corners, right, and they daven. This is based upon a Gemara and Yevamos. And Hashem responded. Hashem heard the tefillahs, but it says lo. Lo v'lo la. She'in doma tefilas tzadik ben tzadik, letefilas tzadik ben rasha. Lefichach lo velo la. So the first reading of this appears to say that Hashem responds to Yitzchak and points out he's not responding to Rivka. I mean, really? Why? She'en doma tefila tzadik ben tzadik, because there's no comparison between the tefila of a tzadik ben tzadik to the tefila of a tzadik ben rasha. Really? That's very interesting. That would imply that his tefila is more valuable. And I've heard explanations of this. Right? Either because he has the schus avos, he has the merit of his forefathers. She doesn't, because after all, her forefathers, as we said before, were Aramean or Ramayim, fakers, liars, cheaters, right? Deceitful people. Or perhaps because the tzaddik ben tzaddik feels the necessity to try harder, because after all, he can't just continue what his father did. He has to try, whereas a person who comes from no background doesn't feel that necessity, because after all, they're so much better than their origins. Sort of in the fashion of a Gadol Misha Mitzuvos or Misha Einu Mitzuvos, is greater the deeds of a person who is mechuyev, who it's incumbent upon him to do a certain mitzvah, rather than one who does it voluntarily, and it's not incumbent upon them. Why? Because the pressure to have to do it makes it more difficult. I've heard explanations like that. But we're going to see that that's not the only way to learn it. And this will be very interesting to see. Plus also, it seems a little bit strange. The Medrash pointed out that the whole reason that we had this intro over here of telling us where Rivka came from, that she came from a land of liars and cheaters, and her family or a family of liars and cheaters, is to point out her greatness. Her greatness. She was like a Shoshana ben Achokim, like a rose amongst all the thorns. And now it's sort of counterintuitive. And now we say, oh, and Hashem responded to Yitzchak's tefila. Why? Because in Odome, Tfila Sadik ben Sadik, Tfila Sadik ben Russia. There is another question here as well. There's several other questions, but one question I'll point out before we take a look at its source. But it's a tremendous question. Under normal circumstances, if you want to point out that the Tfila of a Sadik ben Sadik was greater than the Tfila of a Sadik ben Russia, it should have written it, She'ein doma tefilas tzadik ben rasha litefilas tzadik ben tzadik. You hear? Ein doma, because it's not similar, right? If we're talking about greater, right? The tefila of the tzadik, right? Ben rasha to the tefila of the tzadik ben tzadik, you should put the greater tefila afterwards. That's pashut. And yet here in Rashi it's reversed. Point to ponder. Let's continue. Gemara Yevamos says as follows. Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak is interesting. Rav Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu Akur Haya. The first citation of Gemara says that Yitzchak was also barren, not just his wife. He was incapable of having children, just as his wife was incapable of bearing children. And they Lonefel Unochash Ishto. That they were similar. Right? And then the Gemara continues, Yachi v'yaser lo, why does it say lohem? We should say lohem. That's the way the Gemara quotes that which Rashi brought before. Ein doma tefila tzadik ben tzadik, but tefila tzadik ben rasha. Fine. On Yitzchak v'meimah v'moseinu akurim, why were our forefathers, some places it talks about our dafka, the mahos, the mothers, here it mentions everybody, why were they akurim? Why did they have difficulty bearing children? Mipnei Shakadosh Baruch Hu misave letfilasam shel tzadikim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu desires the tefillah of the tzadikim, and is the process of the tefillah of the tzadikim. He's misave for it. What does that mean? That Hashem desires the tefillah of the tzadikim, because that's what creates man. It creates man in the proper fashion. The Rebbeinu Shlom created us in order to give to us. And the methodology of giving to us is through, and this is a very long story, so we're not going to belabor the point now, the methodology of giving to us so that it should not be just a freebie is through the effort that we put to forge a relationship with Him and to translate all of the actions, thoughts, words that we encounter and that we deal with in this world to stamp them with the indelible print of the Torah, to connect to Him through all of these, all of our choices, all of our nisyonos, all of our tests, all the objects we come into contact with, all the events that we experience, and to deal with them and to mark them with the print of the Torah. This becomes our ticket to our eternal connection to Him, and this way we receive reward rather than just a freebie. Again, this is a very brief description. It's not our topic right now. Tefillah is the watershed event. Is the watershed event for establishing this relationship. In other words, if anything, and this is something that Rav Kook speaks about quite extensively in Ayah, in Brachos, is that Tefillah is not reactive. Right? Nebuch, we're in bad shape, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us something called Tefillah in order to solve our issues. But rather, right, if anything, our issues exist as we'll daven. Because it's through davening that a person, as it were, establishes this healthy relationship of recognizing that his Creator is indeed his Creator. He is the source of everything. And therefore, listens to Him, is able to answer Him, wants to answer Him, wants to give to Him, etc. When a tzaddik, right, is mispalel, this is incredible because this is the fulfillment of what a person was put upon the earth for, to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because Tefillah B'davka is that watershed event. And especially when the tzaddik davens, right, and people around see this, this is a lesson for all those in the world to see that this is the way a person is meant to be. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'aveh, He desires the process of the tzaddik being in tefillah. Because this, for the tzaddik himself, is incredible, for which he receives an unbelievable schar, which is Hashem's intention to give us reward in the first place. Once again, a reward as opposed to a freebie. And second of all, this is such an incredible source of education for all those around. So why were the avos, why were they akurin, why did they have difficulty bearing children? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'aveh l'tzivasan tzel tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants people to be in the state of tefillah, especially the tzadikim, who are doing it correctly, and therefore not only are they gaining for themselves, but also they're educating the people around them. Fine. Amr of Yitzchak, again, so interesting. It's Amr of Yitzchak. I'm sure there's a lot to speak about it. Amr of Yitzchak, Lama nimshal tefillasan shel tzadikim ka'atar? Why are the tefillah of the tzadikim, we said, right, that the lashon of the pasuk, right, was the vayetar. Vayetar Yitzchak l'Hashem. Vayetar Yitzchak l'Hashem. Why are the tefillahs of the tzadikim considered like an atar? Atar is like a pitchfork. Ma'atar is a device for lifting up bales of grain, etc. Ma'atar ze mahapech hatvua mimokom lemokom. The atar is used to, you insert it in the mound, right, or the bale of grain that's on the ground, and then you lift it up, and then you deposit it someplace else. Ma'atar ze mahapech hatvua mimokom lemokom kach tfilosim shel tzadikim mahapeches midos of shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to the tfil of tzadikim transforms the midos of Hashem, the way that Hashem deals with us, right? Midas ragzonos, from a mida of what appears to be anger, lemidas rachmonos, to one of mercy. Okay. So the Gemara has taught us that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is mis'avel tefilasim shel tzadikim, and we tried to explain that. Then the Gemara, the same Rabbi Yitzchak, tells us that the terminology of Vayaser Yitzchak, Vayatar Yitzchak, is used, why? Because his tefillos are like an atar, and that have the capacity to transform the midos of Hashem from one of ragzonos, one that gives the impression of anger, to to one that gives the impression of Rachmanus. Now another medrash. Right? Another medrash. Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem Anocha Kishto Rabbi Yochan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochan Omer Sheshafach Tfilaso Be'osher. He poured out his tefillah Be'osher. Kilo in wealth. What in the world does that mean? Reish Lakish Omer Shehipech Es Agzera Ulefum Ken Karyin Atra Da Apichidro. So Reish Lakish tells us the pshat of Vayetar, Vayetar is the pitchfork, perush, right? Moving the grain, the stacks of grain. And Rav Yochanan says the lashon of Ashirus. So we've seen three different explanations here to Vayetar. We've seen Vayetar meaning the pitchfork, right? The device for lifting and depositing the grain someplace else, in a different place. We've seen Ve'atar is a lotion of Ribui, right? Rashi told us that. Harbe, Hivtzi Betfila, right? Lotion of Ribui, of a lot of davening. We've seen now also the idea of Ve'atar is a lotion Ashirus. Atirus, Ashirus, in Aramaic, right? We've also seen the concept that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mis'avel et Filosim Shel Tzadikim. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu desires that tzaddikim be in the state of tefillah. And let's just repeat the thing that we started off with. The Medrash goes out of its way to point out that the psukim are teaching us the greatness of Rivka. She's compared to a Shoshana ben Achochim because it goes over the idea that she was the daughter of an Arami or Aramai, the sister of an Arami, Aramai, and she came from a land of Aramim or Ramayim. Cheats of scoundrels. And she maintained her tzidkis. She is like a Shoshana, like a rose amongst the thorns. Let's see a piece here. I've abbreviated it. Nonetheless, it's not all that short. But let's take a look at the Arve Nachal. The Arve Nachal is the same author as the Levushei Srod. Levushei Srod. Right? This is one of the great halachists. Right? This is Shlomo Eibshitz. And he's buried in Tzfas. He lived in Tzfas. And he came originally from Europa. But he's buried in Tzfas. Tzfas. So now, Od Hikshum Farshim, Mashakos of Rashi, Lovalola, Shein Dome, Rei Omro Azal, Gariv Elezer. He brings down, he asks the first question that we have already hinted to before, by mentioning, pointing out how the Torah emphasizes how what a tzadekis Rivka was. And then afterwards, we're going to tell us that Hashem responded to the tefillah of Yitzchak. Rather than her tefillah, why? Because the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik is greater than the tefillah of a tzaddik ben rasha. He says, I don't understand this. He says, Amru Azal brings the word in Tainis. Brings the story that Rabbi Lezer, he davened 24 ratnonos and was not answered. And then Rabbi Kiva came down, was in Spal once, and the rain came. So the Gemara says, is it because Rabbi Kiva is greater than Rabbi Lezer? Is that the reason? Says the Gemara, no, that's not the reason. That's not the reason. Why? The reason is because Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva, where's the Lashon over here? Zeh Mavrel Midosav. He's the word he overcame his Midos. Says what he called, says the Asar Mamoros, as the Arve Nachal quotes him. What does that mean he overcame his Midos? He says he was a Ben Gerim. He came from a difficult background. The fact that he overcame his background is the reason why his tefillah was accepted and not Rabbi Lezer's. He davened once, it was accepted. Rabbi Lezer davened 24 times, it wasn't accepted. He overcame his background. So how can you say over here that the tefillah of the tzaddik ben tzaddik is greater than the tefillah of the tzaddik ben rasha? From the Gemara, you see it's the exact opposite. So we have a stira, we have a disagreement. He thinks not. Further, he asked the question, He asked the question that the terminology shouldn't be eno dome, right? It's written sheeno dome tfilas tzadik ben tzadik letfilas tzadik ben rasha. It should be the other way around. Sheeno dome tfilas tzadik ben rasha letzadik ben tzadik. The tzadik ben tzadik is better. So the sentence is written backwards. And then he continues. Gamish adakting loshem vayatar v'amru azal. Brings him sukkah. We saw Yevamos is in both Gemaras. Lama nimshula tefilas tzadikim katar ma'atar kach tefilas tzadikim ma'peches midin lamidas rachamim. The koach of the tzadik is it's like a pitchfork. You insert it here, you lift up, put it down someplace else. Sounds like a very what do you call it swift action, a very powerful action. But yet we also saw that the Yatar, Rashi told us, is he was marbe b'tfila. So I understand. If he has this koach, to be able, like the action of a pitchfork, right, to insert it, lift it, bring it down someplace else, why do you have to be marbe b'tfila? Let's keep on going. Actually, let's synopsize so we don't get lost in the roundabouts. The Arve Nachal says as follows. He says that we have here several different things taking place all at the same time. Yitzchak is being mispalel, Rivka is being mispalelas. Rivka is a tzadekes bas rosha, from place of Rishoyim. Ki ish shoshana ben achochim. Over here we have a unique opportunity for a Kodesh Baruch Hu to give expression to what is referred to as a Kodesh Baruch Hu's mis'avel tfilosam shel tzadikim. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is mis'avel tfilosam shel tzadikim. What a lesson it is. First of all, what incredible schar for the act of tefillah. And there's two things in the tefillah. There's, on the one hand, there is a response to the tefillah, and then the act of tefillah generates its own schar. The act of tefillah, because it is the watershed event for establishing the proper relationship between a nivra and his bore. It generates incredible schar. In the case also of here of the tzadekes bas rasha, her tefillah, as it were, is an incredible education for everyone around. See how a person can extract himself from a world of tumah and attach himself to the Borei Olam. Do you see it? Look at Rivka davening. Look at the davening of Rivka. Says the Arve Nachal, he says, that's exactly what the Medrash is telling us over here. That's exactly what the Gemara is telling us over here. Because she was a tzadekes bas rasha, therefore Kosh Baruch Hu was misavel et filosam shel tzadikim. Hashem wanted her to daven and a daven. He already was willing, obviously, to respond, because Teremi Krov, Aniene, Odim, Adavim, Eshma, already the response already there, but he wanted the tefillah as long as she didn't break faith, and she wasn't. She kept on davening and davening and davening. It adds to her reward, it adds to her connection, and it adds, as it were, to the connection of those people who witnessed this around her. Kosh Baruch Hu was avot tefilas and so tzadikim. Therefore, Hashem responded to the tefillah of Yitzchak, because Yitzchak, as it were, right, was mispaleles lenochach ishto, says the Arve Nachal. He looked at his wife and saw her suffering. He saw her suffering. And because of that, he davened and davened and davened and davened. Even though he had the incredible koach of like the atar of the pitchfork, to daven swiftly and make the change. And we'll address what that means in just a moment. To daven swiftly and make that change. But he had to daven over and over and over again. Why? Because he had to overcome the fact that Kosh Baruch Hu was misaveh for her tfilos. in a unique fashion. Obviously, it's Mesav the Tfilos of Yitzchak as well. But it's Mesav the Tfilos of Rivka particularly because of the impact that it made. Because she was a Dafka Tzadeket Bas Rosha. That's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. That also is the Lashon. That's also Lashon. The Ksav Sofer says that Yitzchak, we said the Lashon of Vayetar is a Lashon of Ashirus. Ezo Ashir Sameach Bechelko. Yitzchak was he was the master of Din. He was Mekabel the Din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that he couldn't bear children. He's Mekabelit. He davened, but he was Mekabelit. He was Mekabelit. Not, I have no questions on Hashem's justice. So here, imagine here, we have, as it were, two conflicting forces. We've got a reason not to answer their tefillos right now. Why? Because after all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mis'avel tefillosim shel tzadikim. And Rivka is a unique opportunity to teach the world, look where a person can bring himself from, and still maintain their faith, right? Still maintain their faith, even though they come from a background, right, of Rishayim, and even though they don't see a response immediately to the tefillah, but they keep on davening, on the other hand, we've got Yitzchak, who accepts his own din, right? Vayetar, Lashon of Ashirus, we said, the Medrash also brought down, Lashon of Ashirus, Ezo Ashir Sameach Lekel, he accepts his own din. On the other hand, he's mispalel nochach ishto. He sees her suffering, and not only does he see her suffering, but as Chazal teaches also, he said, I only want children from her, just as she was mispalel towards him, I only want children from him, and he's mispalel, I only want children from her, from this tzadekes. So it's a tug of war. Will Hashem not respond yet, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mispalel tefilasim shel tzadikim? Or will HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond to Yitzchak? And finally, right, Vayatar, Rashi says, Ribui, many tefillos. Vayatar, like the koach of the pitchfork, Yitzchak had this incredible ability, as it were, to be able to, as the pitchfork takes from the grain, lifts it up and puts it someplace else, so too Yitzchak had that koach. Yitzchak went out. Hashem responded to him, right? Not to her. Why not to her? Because Eino Dome, there's no comparison of Tfilas, Tzadik, right? Ben Tzadik, let Tzadik Ben Rasha. He didn't want to respond to her, as it were, yet. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ava, Kadosh Baruch Hu desires the Tfilah of the Tzadikim. The lessons learned from it. The greatness gained from it. But Yitzchak won out. And so Hashem responded. This is a brilliant interpretation. Now let's address some of the ideas of Vayetar. Vayetar. The idea, first of all, of Ashirus. Of Ashirus. And we said that the idea of Ashirus, he davened Atar, the Medrash said, down that of Ashiris, and we said the Lashon Ashiris is like Ezo Ashir HaSameach Bechelko. Right? Ezo Ashir HaSameach Bechelko. One who is, what do you call it, who is satisfied. What does that mean? So let's address that. Let's address that just for a moment. We say in Rafa'inu, Rafa'inu Hashem V'nei Rafei, Hosheinu V'nei Vashea, We refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Rofe Ne'eman V'Rachaman. So the Mefarshim, I can't remember now if it's the Siach Yitzchak or the Magid Tzedek, right? Siach Yitzchak or Yitzchak Malzin or the Magid Tzedek or Pinchas Mipolotsk, Talmud of the Gra. When we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ne'eman, you can count on him. In other words, the example I say is as follows. There are two different types of doctors. There's a doctor who has a patient who comes to him, Rahman Litzlan, who's terminally ill. The doctor has no heart. He just gives it to him straight. He says, settle your affairs, you're gone in a week. There's another doctor who's a tremendous Rachman. He doesn't have the capacity to tell the person that he's gone in a week. He's merachim on him. Really, neither of these are good drachim. On the one hand, the person does deserve a bedside manner, some rachmanis, the way things are communicated. And on the other hand, he needs to know the truth. He needs to settle his affairs. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Naaman and Rachman. You can count on him that what took place over here is not by caprice, it's not by chance, it's not without any purpose, and it's not ultimately the tova. As painful and as bitter as it might be, but we don't distrust or mistrust, right, the appropriateness of what's taking place. Nonetheless, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to deal with us b'derech rachamim. And we'll discuss that in just a moment as we address another parish of Vayetar. But here in this Lashon of Ashirus, this is part of the idea. Yitzchak was the master of din, acceptance. Therefore, he davened b'Ashirus, Ezo Ashirus Ameach B'chelko. I have no questions. Nonetheless, Vayetar is a koach like a pitchfork. The koach of the pitchfork, says the Ben Abachye, right here in our parshas, is kacha tzadik b'tfiloso, machshavto mishotetes ve'ola mimata lemala, ve'achakach mamshich umorid hashefa mimala lemata. The tzadik, his thoughts, first, as it were, go mimata, down below, and then lamala, and then higher, above. And then afterwards, their mamshich el mori, they take it down from above, right? Mimala, bring it down lamata. This is precisely what we just described, is the process of, right, of Rofe Neman V'Rachman. The Mata Lamala, the action of the pitchfork, is you insert the pitchfork downward into the bale, into the stack. You lift it up, and then you bring it back down someplace else. And that's precisely the point over here. The Tzaddik, when he's Mispalel, he first states that he has no questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga. Hashem is Naaman. But I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should deal with B'derech Rachamim. In other words, accomplish, right, the relationship that you have, right, with us. Do it B'derech Rachamim. Do it B'derech Rachamim. And that's the putting down of the veil in a different place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many ways in which he deals with us. We're asking that his goal be accomplished, not b'derech din, but rather b'derech rachamim. Not b'derech ragzonos, I should say, but rather b'derech rachmonos. That's what's being described over here. That's the koach of the vayetar of an atar. The Rabbeinu Bachye in Devarim talks about this just a bit more. He brings down the Gemara, right? The Gemara in Mordkot and other places. It says, "Bonei chayim mezonei la beschusa talia la b'mazla talia." Children, like our case here, chaye, longevity of life, mezonei parnasa, are not dependent upon schus, but rather dependent upon mazel. So, what does that mean? So, why are we davening? It's all totally on mazel. This is the package we get when we're born. Then we came bir amaymer, says Rabbeinu Bachye. Bnei chayim is only lav b'schus atalia milsa, l'b'mazel atalia milsa. Ushabal Hodienu is coming to teach us Kamagodol Koach Hatfila. In other words, only schus. A person's sitkis is not going to necessarily change it. Again, the other Rishonim discuss this differently. Answer the question. The tremendous schus does help, right? But instead, but Rabbi Abachi learns, no, it's very meduyak, the lashon. It's not dependent on schus, your merit. You can be a big tzaddik and do a lot of different things, etc., etc., etc. But still, mazel is the ikar. But tfila, in this case, is better than schus. Lo di'enu kama godol koach hatfila. Since Hashem is above all, above the mazel, obviously Hashem creates and directs the mazel. A person's, as it were, his fate, which with which he's created, his destiny with which he's created. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of that. Kadosh Baruch Hu can overcome, obviously. He created them. This, I think, is very similar to what the Netziv says. Right? The Netziv says in Bamidbar Yudala Yudzayim, it's talking there in the Parsha of Noraglim. He talks about Yigdal Na Koach Ado, followed by Noi, the Shem Hashem Adnus. And the Netziv explains over there that that's what we say in Tefillah every day. Ata Gibol Olam Ado, followed by Noi. And there, in the bracha, second bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, of Bruos, it's not written Yud Kei Vav Kei, pronounced Ado, followed by Noi. It's written Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. It's written that way. Because the shame of Ado, followed by Noi, is the shame of Malchus Shamayim. Malchus Shamayim. Malchus Shamayim is the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, where His Shechina, His dwelling in the world, He made dependent upon us. This is a gift of His. That gives us a purpose. But He made His presence, His Shechina, in this world dependent upon us. Ein melech v'lo am. That's the way He created the world. He didn't have to, that's His decision. Ein melech v'lo am. There's no such thing as a king without a kingdom, without a constituency. And therefore, right, this relationship of Hashem with us, of a king with His people, this has the koach, right, to overcome all the forces, which are also from Hashem, they're all from Hashem, of mazel, of what we call hateva, etc. This koach, yigdal na koach Hashem, ado followed by noi. Or in Shemoneh Esrei, ata gibor, you're always overcoming la'olam. A person, as it were, who's locked into his connection with Hashem, can overcome all of the natural circumstances, all the mazel circumstances. Fascinating. Fascinating. Reb Tzadok, right, explains it a little bit more in Rassisi Laila, and he says that the koach of tefillah, right, generates, the mazel, as it were, is like a receptacle, right? The person's, oh, I don't want to make it sound like too astrological, etc., but the person's fate is decided in the system of the stars. That's the way Kadosh Baruch Hu placed it, etc. There is a certain amount of capacity in that basin of reception called mazalos to receive more and more. When a person davens, he's above the mazel, he's attaching himself to Hashem, and therefore the basin of mazel receives more and more, and it changes the mazel. It changes the mazel. It increases the flow. Mazel is lashon of nozel. It flows from above to the mazel. If you turn on the spigot higher, because you're attached yourself to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the act of tefillah, it flows more into the nezila, right? The flowing increases, the what do you call, the volume increases to the mazel, and that's how a person's status can be changed. So obviously there's more to talk about here, but I think this is a mouthful. Let's just go over again what we've seen. We have the introduction of Rivka being introduced to us as a tzadekes in the psukim themselves, as a tzadekes bas rishoyim, from place of rishoyim, and she's considered kishoshana bin achochim. The Medrash says that Kadosh Baruch Hu here on this, the Gemara says, right, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is misava, why were our forefathers or mothers Yeah. Barren, because Kodesh Baruch Hu's mis'avel is tefilasim shel tzadikim. Kodesh Baruch Hu desires the process of the tefilat tzadikim. And we said, why is that so important? Why did he desire that process to be in the world? Because it is the watershed event for a connection, for connecting, to create the backdrop of all, for what all life is here for, what all purpose of the connection between the Creator and His creation, the act of tefillah, is the watershed event for doing that. As such, the tzaddik, who is mispalel, he gains for himself incredibly, and he gains also by virtue of the fact that he teaches, he instructs, he shows the people around them. And especially in this case, we have Rivka. She came from back from Rishayim. What a limud. What an incredible limud for the world. Because Rivka was ava for that. So therefore, because Rivka didn't respond to Rivka's tefillah, not because the tefillah was left. Al contraire, because Rivka was a tzaddik as the bas Rishayim. So there was a reason to keep on letting her daven. Ultimately, of course, you're going to answer. Right? But I keep on letting her daven because so much is to be gained from it. But Yitzhak and his great koach, on the one hand, of a yetar Yitzhak, a lashem ashirus, of a total acceptance of the din. Total acceptance of the din. Edo asher sameach v'chelko, like we said from Rofe Naaman, total acceptance of the din. And v'yetar, a lashem of the atar, the pitchfork, which picks up from below, lifts up high, and deposits someplace else. The koach of bringing, yeah, lemalam in a mazel, as Rabbeinu Bache taught us in Dvarim, to change even the mazel, to change the mazel, because it's got on the one hand the acceptance of the din, the deep acceptance of the din, that this is justified over here, that the pitchfork going downward, lifting it up, is representative, as it were, of the tefillah, reaching above the world of mazel and increasing the flow of Hashem's hashpah to the mazel. And now it flows back down again and depositing someplace else. Vayetar. Finally, the ribui. Vayetar, lashon of ashir, of what do you call, of increase, as Rashi taught us. Together with the methodology, which was Yitzchak's, like the pitchfork. Right? The pitchfork. And comprised also of the lashon of ashirus, of his acceptance of the din, and then his incredible tefillah. Finally, Kodesh Baruch Hu answered his tefillah first. Because eino dome tefillah shel tzadik ben tzadik, the tzadik ben rasha. And once again, why didn't Yitzchak receive from someone else? Why didn't he have children with someone else? Idam lenochach ishto. And as Chazal teach us, he was mispalel, I only want children from this tzaddikus. Just as she was mispalelus, I only want children from this tzaddik. So I think we've learned some interesting lessons over here in tefillah, just from these psukim, basically from the pasuk of Vayetar Yitzchak, Nochach Ishto. Halavai, we should be able to take the ideas and send them down the rivers of connection from our mind into our hearts to transform it all into methodology for Izu Avodah Shebelev's tefillah. Okay, have a good Shabbos.